You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling World. Before we get into tonight's episode, a few quick podcast shout-outs. All right, guys, check out the Cult Film Companion podcast, the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast, the Fan in the Van podcast, the Crime Divers podcast, the Sense of Shelf podcast, the Two Mexicans, One Mic podcast, the Heel Truth, the I Seen It podcast, the Augusto All Elite podcast, Decaying with the Boys, the Fandalorians, the Sons and Shadows cast, Two Men, No Hope, the Haunted Tales podcast, Quad Pro Quo podcast, the Story of My Pet, Films and Firmation podcast, Bold Talk by Joe, the Mr. Gentleman's podcast, and last but not least, guys, the Chime In podcast. All these podcasts can be found on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you stream your podcasts, so be sure to check them out. All right, guys. A lot has been going on about wrestling lately. But what I want to talk about tonight is what's next for Baron Corbin. You know, we've seen in the past, Baron Corbin has had several gimmicks numerous times. Everyone except the lone wolf gimmick that we've been wanting to see. But what's next? Are we going to get a new gimmick? Are we going to get the lone wolf gimmick back? Who knows? We saw this past Monday on Raw that JBL has left Baron Corbin. And now Baron Corbin is now on his own again. And a lot of people are criticizing Triple H over Baron Corbin's booking. Now, we can't really put Triple H in a spot here where he should be criticized for Baron Corbin's booking, because this has been going on way before Triple H even came in the picture. Baron Corbin's booking has never been the greatest. Let's be honest. Ever since he came to NXT, you know, he had good gimmicks before in the beginning, you know, with Constable Corbin, that was a good gimmick. You know, we saw the Lone Wolf gimmick, that was a good gimmick, but everyone after that just didn't stick. But I see a lot of people are blaming Triple H over this, and I don't think it's his fault. You know, obviously this gimmick didn't work. They tried to make something work with him being the modern-day wrestling god with JBL. You know, they tried something new with Corbin because, yes, they want to give him a big push. They want something to work for him because they've tried so many things. And it would be cool to see Baron Corbin work, you know. It would be cool to see, you know, something work for him. But this is just a case of, you know, something didn't work out. And I don't think it was working. I think the pairing of JBL and Baron Corbin was cool. You know, in the beginning. But it just didn't work out. You know, if anything, I don't think Baron Corbin needs a manager. I honestly think they just need to find a gimmick that suits him best and stick with it. And to me, that would be the lone wolf gimmick that he had in NXT. Not happy Corbin, not broke Corbin, but the lone wolf gimmick. We all know Baron Corbin is a good heel. We know he can work as a heel. I do not think he's ever been a babyface in the main roster. But if they bring back that lone wolf gimmick, maybe we can get a new version of Baron Corbin. A better version of Baron Corbin. And maybe this is WWE's plan. Maybe the reason they took JBL away from Baron Corbin was to bring back the lone wolf gimmick. Now, that remains to be seen. But I just wanted to address quickly of the criticism of Triple H, which to me is ridiculous. People bashing Triple H for, you know, for this one mistake. Because let's be honest, most of us probably liked the pairing of JBL and Baron Corbin in the beginning. And I'm a fan of Baron Corbin. I think he does great heel work. But this gimmick right here just did not work out. And I'm sure they'll find something new because this man, Baron Corbin, can take on multiple gimmicks. We've seen that. He's had, what, 5 different gimmicks since he's became on the main roster. So him picking up a new gimmick isn't necessarily a bad thing because we know he can do it. But it's just a case of finding something that's actually going to stick this time. Because, you know, they can't continue giving him a new character change every time something messes up. Or if they feel something doesn't work. And with Triple H taking over things, I can guarantee or kind of predict that a mess up with Baron Corbin won't happen again. Because I do believe they will find something for him. And that we might see the lone wolf gimmick unleashed. But who knows? I hope so. For Baron Corbin's sake. It would definitely be interesting to see the lone wolf gimmick back. I mean, he don't have the hair anymore for it. But he still looks the same. He's still got the same in-ring style. That's one thing I've always liked about Baron Corbin is his in-ring style. You know, it's like a brawler type style. You know, he's a athletic guy. The man's good at being hated, that's for sure. But what are your thoughts on Corbin, guys? What do you want to see next for Corbin? Speaking of returns, Randy Orton had posted a picture, or a selfie as the kids call it, of himself the other day, I believe. And man, does he look jacked. He's smiling, he looks healthy, and he looks to be in shape. Now, just a few months ago, I said there was no update on Randy, but to me, this looks like a positive update. This doesn't look like a man to be in pain. This looks like a man that's healthy and happy and enjoying life. So this might be a positive update for Randy Orton because we did know that he was dealing with a back injury before. But to see him in good shape, see him in good condition and healthy, that's a good sign leading into the WrestleMania season. I would love to see Randy come back. I'd love to see them have a plan for him at WrestleMania. Because a star like Randy Orton, he should be on the card. Randy Orton has always played a big factor in WrestleMania. Whether it's the main event, whether it's a storyline, he's always had some sort of big WrestleMania moment. And it's always one that you always remember, whether it's an RKO to Seth Rollins,
or he's setting the Fiend on fire or whatever. You know, he's doing something that's memorable. And with him looking this good and jacked, we might be getting another surprise return soon. Now, as for his partner, Matt Riddle, he actually posted a picture as well, you know, and he looks to be in recovery still. You know, he looks good. There has been no update on his return. As far as I know, you know, he's still in recovery. And that could take time. But he looks to be happy, you know, he's enjoying life. And that's all we can, you know, be happy about when it comes to Riddle. As for, you know, what kind of gimmick he'll have when he comes back, I kind of feel like he'll have the same type of gimmick, you know, the whole stoner gimmick, whatever. To me, it's kind of become stale a little bit. I like Matt Riddle. I do. But the gimmick is, to me, has become stale. Especially having him come back after, you know, recovering from a serious drug problem. But they could change the gimmick. I don't know. But I just feel like we're going to get an RK-Bro reunion at some point down the road. And it would be cool, you know, with WrestleMania coming up. The tag team division, you know, it's picking up some steam. There's a lot to talk about with that, too. It would be cool to see RK-Bro come back and become the undisputed tag team champions. Will we see it? Well, that all depends on Randy Orton's health. And whenever they decide to bring Matt Riddle back, they did say he would be gone for 6 weeks. They did say Matt would be gone for 6 weeks. But who knows? They could have Matt longer, depending on if they see him fit to return. And like Randy, he looks to be in good health, but who knows? You know, that's just a picture. A picture can say 1,000 words. But who knows what's going on? But yes, Randy looks to be in good health. But some unfortunate news the other day, well, yesterday, I believe. Somebody who's not in good health and somebody who we should all be praying for is Jerry Lawler, who suffered a stroke in his home. I read that he is awake, but he's still, you know, in a bad condition. I have not read anything else on Jerry Lawler, but as soon as I get an update, I will let you guys know. But pray for the king, guys. You know, I'm hoping Jerry recovers from this. As many of you may know, he suffered a heart attack on live TV on Monday Night Raw. And it wasn't good. You know, this is, you know, he suffered bad. You know, nobody thought he'd ever return. And now dealing with this. And just a few years ago, he lost his son, Brian Christopher. You know, this guy has been through a lot. So he definitely could use some prayer. You know, get well, King. Rest up. Hopefully we see you on WWE TV again. As for Vince McMahon, guys, speaking of, you know, people we might see on TV again, Vince, there's been another lawsuit dropped on Vince a few days ago. I am hearing rumors that he will leave WWE for good after the sale of the company. I don't know how true that is, but it would make sense. You know, we'll just have to see what happens. I think the farthest Vince can stay away from WWE's, the better. That's just my opinion. Especially when it comes to creative, we've seen the changes Triple H has made, and I've said it numerous times. Vince does not need to be nowhere near creative. Vince does not need to be anywhere near it at all. Because things are going to go back to the way they were. And that would not be good for professional wrestling, especially to WWE. So, with all these lawsuits and accusations, I don't see Vince returning anytime soon. I know a lot of people, including myself, are worried about Vince's return and what he could possibly do if he returns and regains complete control. And by complete control, I mean creative, I mean talent, I mean everything. We're already starting to see budget cuts already. And the last time we've seen budget cuts, we saw a humongous amount of talent being released, including Bray Wyatt. And a lot of people fear for Bray Wyatt as well. You know, could this happen again? We hope not. But that remains to be seen. Anything could happen with Vince McMahon. But I am hearing rumors that he will leave after the sale is completed, which makes sense because they can't do the sale without Vince McMahon. It would make sense for Vince to return just to sell the company, you know, because Vince is a greedy guy. He wants to make some money. He's a billionaire. Vince McMahon has always put his greed before anything else. Yes, he's given us a lot of years of professional wrestling, but in the last few years, we've seen his greed take over. We've seen his bad decisions affect his business, his company, and not for the good, but for the worse. But what are your thoughts on Vince's return? Should he return? No. We'll see. I hope not. I'm not judging you if you think he should. But that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. And last but not least, Last but not least, guys, I'm going to talk about Seth Rollins, his opinion on Logan Paul. Seth Rollins posted a video on Instagram talking about Logan Paul and how he dislikes Logan Paul and how Logan Paul does not respect the business and how he hopes that Logan Paul stays away from him, which means he has no interest in working with Logan Paul in the near future. And when I seen these comments, I was wondering if this was a work or shoot. I don't necessarily know. It seems like it is definitely a shoot. A shoot meaning real. It would make sense. You know, I think a lot of people have the same opinion as Seth Rollins when it comes to Logan Paul, how he doesn't respect the business. Seth Rollins mentioned that Logan Paul just wants attention. You know, he just wants a little bit of fame. That would also make sense because Logan Paul is a content creator. You know, the Paul brothers will do anything for attention. We've seen that with Jake Paul. And, you know, my opinion of Jake Paul. But I will say one thing. You know, I don't know what Logan Paul's intentions are for, you know, being in professional wrestling. Whether it's for the fame or whether it's, you know, for the sport. You know, whether he actually enjoys it or not. But I will say this. Logan Paul has definitely put the work in. And I'm not a big fan of the Paul brothers, but I will say I am a fan of how Logan Paul is in the WWE ring. I am a fan of his work. And he definitely has put the work in, and it shows. And he's gained my respect as far as being a wrestler. Because you can't just come in and know what you're doing. You can't just come in and expect you being a content creator is going to get you over. Because that's not how things work today in professional wrestling. When Logan first came to WWE, he was not over and people booed him. But we've seen him in a few matches, you know, singles matches, tag team matches. We even see him in the Royal Rumble. He had a big spot with Ricochet. and he's earned my respect. He's definitely put the work in, and it seems like he's improving each time he steps into the ring. So, you know, I see why Seth has his opinions. But I also see the side where Logan has definitely put the work in. So, whether these two work in the near future remains to be seen. It would kind of be interesting to see Logan versus Seth. I could kind of see this becoming like a, you know, a feud here in the here in recent months. Maybe they're building towards Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania. Being that Seth didn't win the Rumble, either did Logan. And you got to think, they need something big for Seth, and they need something big for Logan. So this very well could have been a work the whole entire time to set something up for WrestleMania coming up. But we'll see, you know, because Seth Rollins actually made some comments about CM Punk, how he hopes that CM Punk stays away from WWE as well, and that CM Punk is a cancer. So it makes you wonder, could they be setting up for CM Punk versus Seth Rollins? As there's always some type of big surprise at WrestleMania. But who knows? But anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. That's the latest wrestling news. Tune in next week for another episode. I am going to start doing episodes on Wednesdays and Fridays. One episode a week, you know. I did say that I would start doing episodes on Friday, but as long as I do an episode a week, I don't think it really matters what day, in my opinion. But thank you all for tuning in. You can subscribe to my show for just 99 cents a month. The link will be in the description, so be sure to check it out. It would mean so much to me if you guys subscribe. But anyways, have a nice night, guys. Have a good day, and God bless.